Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more, with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue. Greetings and
welcome to you. How are you all? This wonderful heptad, as we call it in the world of Maya, or this week for you. So appreciative, so happy to be here. And what did you do this weekend? We had a wonderful, wonderful session in our Sunday Universal Principle Support Group. And you can tune in on Wednesdays to hear more about that. But we've been spending time looking at what defines you and what determines who and what you are. This is so, so important. So if those of you who are interested, we have a wonderful video that you can view that will give you some insights as to how important it is that you be clear about who you are and why you are what you think you are. This is so, so important. So this is our normal day for talking about that fabulous, necessary organ, the brain. So please have your water, your pad, your pencil, because we have some very important information to impart to you today. We want to talk about that wonderful triad, that if you keep the triad intact, you will always have an incredible, limitless life in a fabulous body. So what are the three main components that we have to focus on to make sure that your life lives through your physical avatar, your body is able to do everything that you can wrap your mind around? This is so, so important. There's so much information. Every time I go to the internet, I'm looking through all these magazines, the research. They're showing me, oh, you need to do this. Oh, you need to eat that. This is what needs to happen. No, you shouldn't do that. This is poisonous. Only eat three of these and take 12 of those. It is very, very frustrating. So much energy given to try to tell you what to do, what not to do, et cetera. And it's gotten really complicated. Don't allow that to happen. Let's look at the three basic triads necessary for you to have a limitless life and an incredible, healthy, physical human avatar. So I'll be right back after this message, and let's get busy. Where's your pad? Where's your pencil? And most of all, drink some water before we come back. Talk to you in just 30 seconds. Be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
All right. Okay, are you ready? Did you draw your little triad yet? You know, yes, that's a triangle. And so we're going to start with the apex. That is the angle that points upward. And that is your brain. Yes, your brain.
without the brain, there's not much of a life here on planet Earth. And if you have any questions about that, just go to the internet and put in personal care facilities in your city and see how many come up. Thousands of personal care facilities. Now, why are there so many personal care facilities in your city? And that is because these individuals, triad sacred for having an incredible, limitless, healthy physical body. They didn't know and learn how to take care of the brain. They didn't know how to take care of the brain. So there's a lot of things that are alleged to allow your brain to be healthier, to work better, increase your memory, and accentuate your healing, enhance your immune system. The list is limitless. However, again, that can become very confusing and very burdensome if some basic facts are not honored. Now, this is a big secret that people are not aware of, but you've got to become aware of this. First thing is, for a healthy brain, proper light exposure. Proper light exposure. Yes. What kind of light? Full spectrum light. Sunlight. Full spectrum light. And this is so important because we're finding that many people have light deficiencies because they have not understood the importance of what light is. Light contains information. It is the highest level of nutrition for the human brain. And what's so incredible about it, it has to also have no light. So it's very important to recognize that the brain doesn't like to have light exposure all of the time. No, it doesn't. There's a period, very important period, that the brain does not enjoy full spectrum light. Now, let's talk about this, because full spectrum light is exactly as I said. It has to come directly from the sun or some source that offers all of the seven major wavelengths in its composition. Are you aware of what those wavelengths are? Let's start with infrared. Then we have that component of visual light, gamma rays, radiation, cosmic rays, and these are all necessary for your brain, even though you've probably been told that that's surprising, that normally isn't the case, but it is. It's necessary. And we find that to be represented in the basic color spectrum of visual light, as well as in the natural proper frequency range for the brain. So to make it simple, you don't have to recognize, have to know, well, how much gamma rays or how much X-ray, how much ultraviolet is in the light I'm exposed to. Well, if you make sure that you use full spectrum light bulbs, which is so important, and get adequate amounts of sunlight, the formula is solved. Now, we have a real problem here in the inner cities because we have lights that are generated from only partial wavelengths of the electromagnetic spectrum. So most people now in their homes have the diode lights and just all kind of lights that only emit a very limited amount of the natural sunlight, and it's causing people malillumination. When the brain doesn't get enough light, there is a problem. it doesn't function well. It's not energized properly. And the proper balance of information, which is what light is. Light is information. You are becoming deficient with it. So there was a big, big, huge marketing about 3 or 4 years ago. Oh, get rid of the incandescent light bulbs. You know, they may have mercury in them or some other chemical toxin, and they wanted you to go to this more efficient light bulb that only produces the very narrow visual light spectrum. And you don't get any of the other aspects of the electromagnetic spectrum. So therefore, people are becoming malilluminated, and especially individuals who have pigment. So we find that pigmented individuals need much more of the full electromagnetic spectrum than individuals who we refer to as melanin recessive. So therefore, people who are brown, chocolate brown, navy blue black, navy blue, yellow, olive color, are into experiencing problems if they use this very limited diode type of light. So make sure you can buy them at a good lighting store, full spectrum light. Now, the issue is, should you be looking at TV all night? Should you have bright lights all shining at 1, 2, 3 in the morning? No, because the brain needs to be in darkness. Well, when does that time occur? Definitely by the sunset in your location on Earth. So when the sun begins to go down, the amount of light that the brain is exposed to should also diminish. And you regulate that by the eyeball. So by 10:30 a.m., the eyeball should be closed. That's right. So that there's no light going into the brain through the eye, and therefore the brain then switches the chemistry that it makes. And the chemistry that it makes at that time when there's no light in the brain is known as melatonin. And that melatonin is so important because it signals the tissues of the body to begin to regenerate, to repair any damage, distortions that may have occurred during the light time hours. And so when individuals' eyes are still open after 10:30, 11, 12, 1, 2, and they do that continuously, the regeneration cycle is literally significantly diminished. And they will begin to see what? Aging. Significant aging will occur. Did you know that? Yeah, we're not supposed to age. But if we break that important law of how to expose the brain and when to expose the brain to light, full spectrum light, and full darkness, the tissues cannot regenerate, nor can they thoroughly detox, and this begins to break down the tissue because you're in a chronic state of acidity, acidosis. You're not able to bring that into balance. The kidneys go out, the heart becomes hard, and it's just a whole cascade of problems because you don't know how to manage life. So this is a very big teaching, but it's one that's important to keep the brain healthy. So brain health is the first apex, the first angle on your triad. You've got to learn how to take care of the brain. Light exposure is very, very important for brain health. We're going to talk about two other aspects that are important for brain health to make sure that your body stays young, beautiful, ageless, and lives indefinitely. That is your birthright. So we'll be right back after this message, and let's talk about the next angle for brain health and a healthy body indefinitely. Be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body.
Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okie dokie. Now, if you just tuned in, welcome. You're listening to the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Program, and that's what we talk about on this program, how to balance, sustain, nourish a healthy brain. And it's critical if you're going to be on the planet and be healthy indefinitely. Yeah, it's no fun being here and the brain doesn't work. So again, there are thousands of personal care facilities here, every major city in the United States and the Western world. Why? Because these individuals didn't maintain the triad for a healthy, ageless, limitless body composed of what? Brain health first. Brain health first, proper exposure to light, and then what is next to maintaining proper brain health and a healthy body is the big C. So we talked about the B, the brain. Now let's talk about the C. Well, what's the C for? The C, alphabet C, is about circulation. 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 And so it's interesting how people are not really clear about it. You know, we say, oh, you know, my hand, I've been resting on my hand too long and it's stinging, you know, something for circulation. So they know it about that. My foot feels like it went to sleep. You know, the circulation isn't there. Yeah, it's not, but what about through the rest of the body? Okay, people who have heart disease. Okay, so whether it's, quote, atrial fibrillation or, you know, mitral valve, the valves of the heart don't work, okay, or the heart is sluggish in of itself, it's a muscle, and, you know, it's big and boggy and it's in a bag always of fluid, but it's too much fluid around the heart. That's known as heart failure, congestive heart failure. And so this is very important for a healthy, limitless, ageless body, this information. Oh, you know, you need to jog this many times a week for this long. Oh, no, let's ride the bike. Let's lift weights. Constantly, we're getting all this recommendation about exercise. Oh, let's swim. And there are so many different activities that you can involve the body in to what? To ensure the circulation. Well, guess what? The circulatory system is the main system that ensures that all the organs within the body, as well as the skin and the tissue attached to the skin, your hair, okay, your eyelashes, etc., are dependent on the circulation. So we also can have passive but thorough circulation, and that's done in the form of massage, okay? Incredible massage, all types of different massages are available. Scrubbing the body thoroughly with the proper brush or proper glove, thoroughly all over the body, chokes the circulation, believe it or not. We have lots of people who still have huge bodies and they're using washcloths. Anybody that has a body over the age of 3 should not be cleansing the body with a washcloth. Washcloths are for babies, little teeny baby bodies. But by the time you're 3 years old, you are building up enough skin tissue, dermis tissue, as we call it, to be able to brush it off. So dry brushing, where the brush never comes in contact with water, as well as wet brushing, is very important. Also using a loofah or using
bathing gloves that have a very rough surface that make sure that as the cells on the skin surface die from friction, they just get old, they become dehydrated, etc., they need to be removed. Otherwise, the oil from the oil glands throughout the surface of the skin over the body will many times cause dead and dying cells to adhere, to stick to one another, and then stick to the skin. And so if that oil then becomes very thick and then it dries, it becomes a problem, and it actually begins to clog up the pores. So it's very important then to make sure that that does not happen, that we cleanse them off. So my goodness, I'm hearing keys and everything. Is someone there basically trying to get my attention? Okay. If not, we'll close the airways so that we can continue to share with you the importance of your circulation. So important. Now, with the circulation, cleansing of the skin moves the what? The blood, the fluid, and also the chemicals of communication between your mind and your body. This is very important. People don't recognize that your mind is not physical, and that's who you really are. You know, you're an energy field. You are not physical. You have a vehicle for you to activate and interact with anything else that's physical in this dimension, but it still is not you. You are animating, activating, and directing the activities of your body. So therefore, recognizing that, you want to make sure that you as an energy field have thorough, complete communication with your body. Well, what aspect of the body is responsible for making sure that you, as an energy field, are hooked in and that the communication is clear to the body? And it is the brain. But the brain not only has to have proper hydration, of course, that you're going to drink, but also that hydration gets to the brain through what? The circulatory system. So you've got to make sure that the blood flows throughout the entire body. Now, the heart is responsible for doing that, okay? But now look at your body. The heart is way up in your chest. So what is going to be responsible for making sure that the blood that's down in your toes, okay, at the soles of your feet, that really are moving up the back of your calves and your thighs, your back, how is that going to actually be directly pumped through the heart? And that's through movement of the muscles. The muscles not only allow the body to move, but they also are indirect pumps of the blood to make sure that not only with the heart pumping, moving the blood through the arteries and the veins, but the muscles squeezing the arteries as they contract and expand because you're moving, also make sure that that blood is getting to every major tissue. So now just think of yourself. Here you are. You go to your office. You're there at 8:30. You're at your desk by 9 a.m. You sit there until noon, off for lunch. You come back 1 o'clock, and you sit there until 3:30 or 4, 5 or 6. And then you're rushing home or picking up your children, et cetera. Maybe you may stand on your feet a short period of time if you're preparing a meal, et cetera, or you have somewhere to go. And then you're, what, laying down in bed. That is not a healthy lifestyle to ensure that the circulation is constantly moving at a rate where waste is removed from the tissue and nutrients are moved into the tissues, and most of all, the directives that you want your body to execute have to move through the circulation. The brain translates what you think, and the brain then releases that chemical-lized thought. All thoughts are turned into chemicals into the bloodstream. And then it's for the circulation to make sure that it gets to all the tissues so that all the tissues know what it is that they are supposed to do. Now, that's amazing, especially when you're at your desk and you decide to stand up. That's instantaneous command from your mind to the brain, then executed by the body. It happens in nanoseconds, which is why you don't think anything about it. You just stand up. But many, many activities had to occur for you to think, stand up, body, for the brain to translate that into a chemical, and then for that to be released into the bloodstream, carried through the body via the circulatory system, the bloodstream, so that every cell knows, oh, okay, I need to contract. The muscles in the legs need to contract. The skeletal bones need to take their proper position. The feet need to be anchored to a surface that you can stand on. All of this happens at the drop of a blink of the eye. And so unless you study the body and recognize that all of these mechanisms are in place, most people take this for granted, don't think anything about it. And then that's how you start getting sluggish circulation. You don't recognize that your thinking is not going to get to the brain. And if the brain cannot then acquire your thoughts because the brain isn't well hydrated, the brain also does not get perfused with the proper blood, the body's not going to do anything. So this is what we recognize is happening in the personal care facility. Okay, the circulation is poor. The individuals are sitting there all the time. Here, the blood getting to the brain is just, you know, almost minuscule, you know, very slow, teeny-weeny stream. Therefore, the mind is like, okay, well, we want to walk. We want to do this. But the brain doesn't have enough fluid, nor does it have enough nutrients to translate your thinking. And so, therefore, what the brain is able to translate goes out into the bloodstream. The bloodstream is sluggish, okay? A lot of areas are not even hardly getting any blood. So they turn all kind of discolorations. They develop spots, skin, and molds and things like that. That's showing you that your circulation is not healthy. It's not perfusing all of the tissues, all of the muscles. The body begins to smell because of poor circulation so that the tissues can't cleanse themselves and release the waste so that it moves through and to the kidneys and the colon and the liver appropriately. So everything just begins to stagnate. And guess what? All that backs up to the brain. So the brain gets bogged down with waste and it can't even translate your thinking anymore. So you have to understand that the mind is not physical. And so when we see a person who can barely remember, okay, the mind remembers, but the brain can't. When we see an individual who can barely talk, that they're not able to stand anymore, the mind of the individual is very vital and is wanting to the body to change its function. But it cannot cause of the brain being stagnated with very poor circulation and with a backup of waste. So we've got to move it, everybody. Circulation. So you might as well have fun in motion. So I think it's very healthy that we have the desk so that you just don't sit 4, 5, 6 hours in one duration. Stand up because your desk top can actually elevate itself. So you can spin around, turn around. They even have the desks now that are attached to a bike. That's amazing that you can sit there and pedal. But if you do not want to be in a personal care facility 20, 30, 40 years later, you're going to like sitting on that bike and, oh, okay, I think I'll do maybe, you know, 25 or 30 cycles while I'm sitting here waiting for the computer to boot up and whatever else, et cetera. Oh, yeah, you're going to appreciate that. Your legs are going to appreciate that, and you're going to see how your brain is able to translate your thinking clearly to the body so that the body executes what you want it to do. You're not trapped in a body that you the mouth won't move, you can't talk, all you can do is groan, the hands are not able to lift, you can't lift your legs and your feet. This is what's happening in the personal care facilities because the circulation wasn't honored and kept moving. In this triad now, to have a limitless, healthy body, remember that brain. Take care of the brain. Monitor your light exposure to the brain. Let the brain detox. Don't give it light all night. You're going to suffer because of that. Secondly, let's move it. Let's move it. So, no, you don't have to be a weightlifter. And no, you don't have to do the 20-mile dash or run the marathon. But just moving it, twirling around, cycling a few cycles, walking, going up and down the stairs, lifting the arms, hugging people, okay? So important. A good scrubbing with a good brush, no washcloths on a body older than 3 years old. Massage. Let someone show you their love by massaging your body. That moves the circulation. A good reflexology treatment on the feet and on the hands makes a really difference. A head massage makes a big difference. We want to keep the blood moving. Okay, I'll be back with the third angle of the triangle for an immortal, healthy, beautiful, ageless body. Be right back after this message.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, please come and visit us. And if you are very much interested in making sure that that brain of yours is fully developed so that all of that information embedded in the tissue of the brain is available to itself, you want to come and join us in the Dr. Jewel's Balancing Program so that all of the brain tissue is active and open to you as an energy field in consciousness. Okay? Now, dealt with the circulation. The circulation is so important and so valuable for you to make sure that what the brain translates for your directives gets to all the organs of the body, all the tissues, et cetera, so that the body can sit, stand, run, dance, spin, type, whatever you are requesting, because the circulation is available to all the tissues that the brain is communicating with. Now, the final triad, which is H. So remember this, B, C, H, brain, circulation, hydration. If you keep that on your mind, okay, all of your life, you're going to be surprised how healthy you're going to be. And unfortunately, people who don't know that, the BCH, you're going to perhaps have to go visit them in the hospital, or you're going to have to perhaps go to their funerals because they didn't remember the triad, the brain, the circulation, hydration. So when I say to you, when you come and sit with me, make sure that you have your universal solvent, the very thing that the body has to have. If you never drink any other beverage ever in your life, just nothing but water.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Hi. Now, that was a special form of hydration you just experienced. So, therefore, flowing back into the airways, here I am. Hydration. We were talking about the ideal fluid beverage for an ageless, healthy, limitless body is water. Clean, clean, fresh, fresh, moving water. And it's been amazing. Over the years, I have seen so many beverages being created for you to consume. But have you ever thought about what is the effect of this on my brain? What is it going to do to my neurons? Because my brain is my main translator for me. If I say I want to stand up, the brain has to translate that and release it into the blood so that every cell who's involved in the body standing can participate. It's very important. So do you think that that's going to be carried on the beer you drink or the wine you drink or the Kool-Aid you drink or the beverages that are so many, the Red Bull and all of the pops and the juices, et cetera? Yes, they do have water in them because it is the universal solvent. But now, did you know this about your brain? Your brain has a barrier. It has a special barrier where everything in the blood can't go into the brain. And we find that one of the few solvents, liquids, that is allowed to go directly into the brain is water. And if we're mixing any other chemicals with the water, then the brain will evaluate that and most likely will block it. So therefore, all the beverages that you may be drinking, the carbonated beverages, the pop, the coffee, the wine, the tea, doesn't go into the brain. It does not cross the blood-brain barrier. So he's like, oh, no, I drink a lot of fluids. You know, I'm always drinking stuff. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with the brain. It does not cross into the brain. So the brain is starving in a sea of liquid, but it's not H2O, hydrogen, and two molecules of oxygen. And so over time, in the face of all of this fluid, the brain is still dehydrating. It is becoming rubberized. And it's like, well, I don't know how that happens. I'm always drinking something. I always have a cup in my hand. Yeah, but you do not have water in your hand. This is most important for you to recognize. It has to be water, the universal solvent. And so however much of coffee you're drinking and tea and soda pops and all kind of juices, a wise person would reverse the ratio. Yeah, so that means then for every cup of coffee, every cup of tea, for every carbonated beverage, you'll drink either twice as much water or you'll substitute one for the other. You drink two cups of coffee a day, then that means you drink one cup of coffee and you drink a cup of water. You drink three carbonated beverages a day, then that means that you will drink a one carbonated beverage and the volume of two carbonated beverages in water. Yeah, so I was supposed to get this whole new commercial on the TV where now you can buy these soda machines that add the what? The phosphoric acid to the flavoring at your house. So you don't have to worry about the
pop producers anymore. You can make it at home and put the fizz in it. But the problem is, it is not water, and it's not going to cross to the brain. Well, many of you have heard of dementia. You've heard of rubberized brain syndrome, Alzheimer's. Well, this is how it's caused. These people would have no idea that they would have a rubberized brain and have to wind up in a personal care facility because they did not drink enough clean, healthy water. They didn't do that. They were busy drinking all other kind of fluids. And when our system becomes corrupt like that, it's like water doesn't seem to satisfy us. We're spoiled by flavor and fragrances and bubbles and all different type colors. But it takes you to the personal care facility. It takes you to the personal care facility. And this is what you don't want to go to when your body was created to last forever. To last forever. So what are we going to do here so that we can enjoy the limitless life that we were created to experience? And that means you're going to have to make some adjustment. You're going to have to make some adjustment. So the triad for a healthy, beautiful, limitless body, the brain. Think about that. Your circulation, your hydration. And if you can just remember that every day, okay, when you get up, you know, you stretch, your body feels good, you go to the mirror, you take a look, first thing you could think about, okay, brain, we need to get you together. Most people are focusing now on their teeth. They go and look in the mirror and they want to see how white they are, whatever else, et cetera. Well, let's go a little deeper. Let's look at that brain. Yeah, you know, look at those eyes. Okay, they want you to have white eyes now. You know, it was interesting. Last time I was at the dentist, they were saying that the level of whiteness of the teeth should equal the white of the sclera. And I thought that was interesting. I never heard that measurement made before. I was like, wow, that's really something. Okay, well, yeah, that's how they're measuring the healthiness of the whites of your eyes. Now, that says a lot because when people actually do have yellow teeth, what does that mean? We don't want to have yellow sclera because that definitely means that there's other organ sickness going on in the body. So you've got to pay attention to that. But what are the chemicals that you're putting on your teeth to make them white? And I can tell you right now, if you are using these whitening strips that are loaded with fluoride, you are doing a great harm to your brain. And I don't think people are actually looking at what they're putting in their mouth that they know gets saliva on it, and that's going to be absorbed right into the brain. This is so important. So please think about that. I'm whitening my teeth, but what am I doing to my brain? What am I doing?
Greetings, and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jules Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pogue.
Well, I'm back. I tell you, it's just been so interesting with the airways here, but we are back. And again, still talking about what? Don't poison the brain trying to get the teeth white. When you get up in the morning, first thing you want to think about, what am I going to do for my brain today? It should be grab a glass of water. Clean, fresh water, okay? Now, most of the cities have warned the residents that they can't take responsibility for the quality of the water. Now, here in Georgia, they just gave a big announcement here just about a week or so ago that the water had some type of bacterial contamination, and they recommended that you boil it. Now, can you imagine that? This is 2018. We're sending shuttle ships to the space station, but yet and still we haven't figured out how to make sure that our water isn't contaminated with bacteria. So I have recommended decades ago, always make sure that the water you drink and the water you cook with and the water you use for ice cubes and brushing your teeth is filtered. You should not be using tap water directly out of any faucet unless you have actually put a purifying system, a purification system on the intake portal of where the water comes into your residence. So if you haven't put that on the portal where all the water that comes into your residence has to go through this filtration system, you have to then spot yourself with proper filters. So you have one in the bathroom, definitely a couple in the kitchen, et cetera. You keep some in the refrigerator to ensure that you will have appropriate clean water. So you want to get up in the morning, take your first glass of water. Okay. Now, next thing we have to think about. The brain circulation. Well, what are you going to do? I tell you, some stretching is very, very important. Stretching first thing in the morning makes a really big difference. Many people, they just grab their towel and their gym bag and they're on their way to the gym. Great idea. Okay, et cetera. And then from there, they finish the cleansing of the body, et cetera, at the gym, and they're on their way to work. But you want to make sure that the circulation is taken care of, and it really makes a difference when you do that right after rising. Now, we have our brain, our circulation, and our hydration, and we're good to go. Now, I guess you may be shocked. Well, you know, she's not telling us about all these different things for the brain. Well, this is the most important thing. Now, again, all you have to do is just stand there and watch yourself. Okay, why am I eating Hostess Twinkies? Okay, what is the benefit of eating, what do they call those things, those cookies? Okay, why am I doing that? I'm drinking so much alcohol. I'm drinking Johnny Walker and, you know, Grey Goose and all this stuff. Well, what does that have to do with my circulation, my brain, and my hydration? Those are the three things. Ask yourself that, because then you'll get real clear about it. Oh, maybe just one martini. Okay, we're not going to drink six beers, because what is that going to do to the circulation and to the brain and definitely to the hydration? Nothing, not very much, because, again, the brain is not going to let the alcohol go into itself of any significance unless the blood is continuously saturated with that. Chemistry. This is so important. So ask yourself the question, I want to be here for 150 years, so am I going to party tonight? If so, okay, all right. But then I'm going to be on the case for the rest of the month. My hydration, my circulation, and making sure I take care of the brain. Now, I'm looking at a photograph here. It's very interesting. And it shows a lot of these foods that are allegedly so nutritious for the brain. Almonds, ginger, green leafy vegetables, red onions, pecans, broccoli, garlic. They have eggs here. They have a big egg in the middle of the brain. I thought that was interesting. Avocados. And I'm like, oh, they have chili peppers too. So these are some of the main foods that they find that the nutrition in them, the vitamins and minerals, et cetera, the brain loves it. Once that's digested, released into the bloodstream, so definitely. Avocado dip, you like that? Broccoli. Oh, my. And so women who have had history of breast problems, they now know that broccoli is the key for the breast. And when you look at it, it looks just like breast tissue under the skin. Okay, but that's something else that when you haven't invested in your owner's manual, where you are shown how your body looks without the skin and the organs, you don't see yourself in your outer world. See, that's why you got to start investing in yourself. It's wonderful for you to pay $700, $800 for shoes, but then when you can't intelligently discuss how your salad for lunch was digested by your stomach, that's a real big discrepancy. Okay, you want to pay $700 for shoes? No problem. You should be also pay for a course that will allow you to clearly understand how your digestive system works. So therefore, you'll be clearly responsible for the effects that you would want to get or the effects that you won't get from the types of food that you eat. And you'll know precisely why. Where's the problem? Is it in the stomach and the stomach mucosa? Is it in the duodenum? Is it in the ileum? Is it in the large intestine, ascending colon or descending colon? Because you need to know every segment of your digestive tract to know where the problem is, because that's the only way that you can get nutrients into your body. Primarily, that's the gateway. And if you don't know how the gateway works to get nutrients into your body, then what are you doing? You're buying your shoes, the $700,000 shoes to be buried in. Pay attention. And that's not ever the agreement here on planet Earth. You're here to be here indefinitely. So if you want to have 1,000 pairs of $1,000 shoes, it's fine. But then don't be ignorant. Don't be stupid about not understanding how the outside world is transformed into you. And that's not expensive at all. So we at the Jewel University offer the courses for the genuine owners of the physical body. You want to know how all of these different areas of your body work. I saw a reality program yesterday, and I think it's called 90-day, 90-day fiancé. And so, you know, this gentleman went to Russia. I met this lady for 2 weeks, and she got pregnant. And then the lady said, well, you know, I didn't expect, you know, we just met. We haven't known each other very long. And, you know, I didn't expect to get pregnant. And I was like, now that is an amazing statement. That's an amazing statement, because most people have no idea of how to navigate the use of the genitalia attached to the body. Yes, there's a whole course in teaching on the genitalia, because it's only 10% of your body, but it will determine the quality of your life indefinitely. And so for you not to know how to navigate your body and these particular areas on the body, such as your brain, your eyes, your genitalia, says what about you? Pay attention here, because we're moving into the times now where the ignorant who do not know how to navigate their bodies and use it effectively are going to really have a very shabby life. That's what it's going to turn out to be. So, again, the brain. That's the biggie. Circulation, hydration. Brain, circulation, hydration. That should be on your mind every day to make sure that that is part of the activities for your physical body. Now, my time is almost over here, and so I want to remind you again, the brain needs to be fully activated. Right and left hemisphere of the brain, totally integrated. Please do so. How do we do it? Very easily with geometry. Join us, okay? Go to our website, www.juis.education, spell education out, E-D-U-C-A-T-I-O-N, and check out the brain balancing. So all you have to do is put thebrainbalancingprogram.com in the internet, okay? Brain balancing will come right up to our location. Do that for yourself. Stay hydrated, okay? High quality water. Move it. The circulation is necessary. And with a high quality brain, you're going to be here indefinitely with me. Now, the next thing to understand is you got to put information in that brain. It has a lot of software programs already programmed in it, but you still have to put the basic guidelines, the software that you want the embedded software directives to follow. So you want to be able to communicate with everything, our Universal Principles Support Group, because the universe and everything naturally here communicates with each other. And their language is Universal Principles. It's not French, it's not English, it's not Spanish. It's Universal Principles. Do you know the cosmic language? Do you know the planetary language? And if you don't, it's going to be a problem for you. You want to speak the language of the trees. You want to speak the language of the water. You want to speak the language of the air. You better know Universal Principles. And we're here to teach you that every Sunday. And it's wonderful because when you think and live that way, your life is so smooth. So it's time for me to go. Again, your immune system, more diseases, more issues. Tune in tomorrow to our psychoneuroimmunology with Dr. Heather Pierman to learn more about how you think, how you allow yourself to feel determines the quality of your immune system, not the drugs that you're taking. It is your thinking that controls your immune system. Check us out. I love you so much. Thank you. Thank you. We have more information for you. And come and
thank you for listening to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel here each Monday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewis. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.